The Warriors face the Bulls in Chicago on Wednesday, coming off a fast-paced game in Cleveland full of action as the Warriors and Cavs squared off on MLK Day at the Q. Klay Thompson led the charge early, finishing with 17 points on the night as Draymond Green, an assist shy of a triple-double, with 16 boards and 11 points plus 9 assists. Kevin Durant fueling the attack, powering his way to 32 points with 8 assists, while Stephen Curry bringing great energy and delivering 23 points and 8 assists in the 118-108 win. Here's KD in the postgame.
We got stops, so we could test the shots, and they were shooting over 50% in the first quarter, and they ended up, at one point, they were shooting like 44%. So, to start of the fourth quarter, that unit, kind of they won us the game with their energy, their effort on the defensive end, how they pushed the basketball, and they set us up well to kind of end the game in the last 3 or 4 minutes. So that's what a well-rounded team does, and just, you know, proud of the win on the road.
I was going to ask you about that. How nice is it to be able to sit there next to Steph for about 6 minutes, and they stretch the lead by about, what, 4 or 6?
Man, it's just amazing. You know, that's what happens when you got culture, when our coach empowers everybody on the team, you know what I mean? And everybody feels confident when they get on the court. And he really doesn't care if you shoot the ball. So when Nick comes in the game, he feels confident no matter if he's played, you know, 2 minutes and he comes in the fourth, hit a big three in a corner, or D West, or Jordan Bell hasn't played in the last 2 games, started tonight. Coach empowers everybody and gives them confidence, and the bench did a great job.
Did you and Steph talk about a situation where you could get him a dunk, or did that just materialize?
Yeah, the best things just kind of happen, and that one just kind of happened. He surprised me on that one, so hopefully he's feeling better tomorrow, because I know it took a lot for him to get up there.
Kevin, does the attitude change for this team on the road?
I mean, I think at home we should relax just a little bit at home, and this is who we are when we're on the road. So we play at home, we have spurts where, you know, we just get too relaxed sometimes because we're at home, our crowd's behind us. But on the road, we know we can't dig ourselves a hole, or we can't have a bad stretch or let them get momentum, because they'll take it over and the crowd will actually push them over the top. So we got to have that same mindset at home. That's how I'm kind of looking at this thing. And but today was a step in the right direction. We got better.
Now that the game's over, how different is that team playing against them now?
Well, you still can't tell. I mean, IT's just getting back, man. He hadn't played in 7 months, so you got to give him some time. I know exactly how that feels, you know, just especially being thrown in the middle of the season and starting and playing 30-plus minutes now after it's like third or fourth game. So I know exactly how that feels. And I know it's going to take him a while to get really in a comfortable groove here. And it's a new system for him. So, you know, I don't think this game was any indication of what's going to happen with this team down the line. They're going to be much better than what they are right now, and we all know that.
Hey, Kevin, you've done this so many times before, but what moments did you enjoy with going up against LeBron, you know, whether it's defending him, going up against him offense?
It's always fun. You know, you get a guy that you've been following for so long, and you get an opportunity to play against, and you kind of see his progression as a player since I've been in the league, and he kind of, we kind of met each other at the top, it feels like. And so to go out there and compete with him, it was so much fun. And then what topped it off, you see Migos on the sideline. Can't beat that right there. So it was a fun game, but Bron always brings it, and he makes everybody better.
Did they say anything to you during the game?
They was talking. Yeah, they was chirping a little bit, but I love the Migos, man. It was cool to see them.
Was your dunk your favorite part of that?
No, I think the three at the end, I threw out a little Migos lyric after I hit that one, and they appreciated that. That was probably my favorite part of the game.
What did you make of David West's energy tonight?
He was great. You know, he was a little short on his jump shot to start the game, and D West is such a smart player. He kind of make adjustments, and he didn't get discouraged because of that, and he made a huge play. The left-hand dunk kind of got us all going, and that was definitely surprising when he turned that one over, but he's been phenomenal for us all season.
What lyric did you say to him?
I can't say it in front of y'all.
Kind of bigger picture, what did it mean to Marquee MLK this year?
Oh man, it meant a lot. You know, you got, you know, so much going on in our country, and you got players on this court that do so much in their communities. It's good for people to turn on the TV and see something positive going on, you know, and sports brings everybody together. You see so many people in the crowd tonight that probably don't even know each other, but came together and enjoyed this game. So we focus on that. We'll be good in the future.
In a way, does it lessen the on-court rivalry when you guys are standing together to kind of fight for this progress?
No, not at all. I mean, we know the difference between playing basketball in the NBA and what goes on in the real world, and we all been in the league for so long to kind of separate the two. So I think it makes us compete even harder, just knowing that we give an opportunity to play on such a special day in front of so many people, and we want to honor it and do it justice by going out there and playing the best way we can play individually.
What do you think of what Jordan did after two DMPs coming and getting the start on the big stage?
Well, Jordan's he's a mature rook, and I think Coach and the rest of the guys have been doing a good job of just continuing to stay on him, no matter if he's playing or he's in and out the lineup. And, you know, he's always aware of things. So when he, like in Toronto, coming back to the bench, he's asking questions on what we're supposed to do here, what we're supposed to do there. He's just staying engaged, staying ready. And you never know on this team, anybody's numbers can get called. And so he understands that. And tonight he was great for us.
What do you think he's learning about this rivalry?
I mean, I think he's just learning the intensity of a basketball game. You know, when we play, you know, we're the defending champs, everybody's coming at us extremely hard. So he's seen that from game one. And, you know, once you get that taste of just that energy level going up another notch, it feels like every game's supposed to be that way. So he doesn't know any better. And, you know, he's pretty spoiled coming into playing for the Warriors and every game being a really intense game. So, you know, that's what I want every rookie to feel. That's what basketball's about.
And after the Warriors game in Chicago against the Bulls at the United Center, this five-game road trip wraps up on Saturday night in Houston as the team takes on the Rockets. I'm Lawrence Scott. This is Warrior Sound.